Puck bounces out to center ice. Almost a minute gone by in overtime here. Three on three. Here's Scheifele going to shoot. Couldn't. Now the Ducks break out. It's a two-on-one. Here they come. Lacombe to McTavish. Oh, and a big defensive play by Morrissey to break it up. Now they have a two-on-one. Scheifele in front of the net. A shot hit the side of the net. Another shot, Morrissey, and then they score on a shot off to the right of Husso to win the hockey game 2-1 in overtime. That's the shame.
After a few big-time opportunities for the Anaheim Ducks and Cutter Gauthier, Mason McTavish cooking some up in their offensive end. And then, well, it's a turnover on that two-on-one. What a play from Josh Morrissey. He gaps up, and he creates a turnover. And, well, a few passing plays later, the rest is history as Mark Scheifele finishes on the far side, back door, doorstep. He slides it home. It's somewhat of a knuckler, but it gets by Villahuso, and a tough OT loss for the good guys.
All right. I know you want to get some callers in perhaps in a post game, but it's been an enjoyable season here. A lot of positive things despite how it finished up here. But I think the future's bright for this hockey club. Had a couple of additions, certain areas, I think. And maybe we're going to win 20, 30 more games next year.
No, I like the sounds of that. And, Steve, it's always a pleasure. Yet another year under our belts. It was a dandy each and every time that I joined you for these broadcasts. I had a blast. So it didn't work out for the good guys here in the end. But, well, we had some fun laughs along the way. And look forward to doing it again next season.
Yeah, quite a few, by the way. All right, 2-1 was the final in overtime. Winnipeg wins. We'll take a timeout, and then it's going to be post-game festivities. And can't wait to hear that on our way out from the building. And join us. Stay tuned for that. Thank everybody for listening on my end, and we'll talk to you soon here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Anaheim, get ready to take the ride. The Professional Bull Riders Team Series returns to the Honda Center September 5th through the 7th. Cheer on your favorite PBR team as they take on the toughest teams in the world and vie for the PBR Teams Championship. This is one spectacle of family fun you have to see to believe. Get your tickets before they're gone at PBR.com or Ticketmaster.com. This is America, and this is PBR.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge is back.
Oh, yeah, baby!
And now it's time to take your shot.
Yeah.
face off against family and friends and see if you can predict this year's playoffs. Can you pick the perfect bracket and claim the ultimate prize? A trip to a 2025-26 NHL event. Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at nhl.com/bracket.
The future is now. Be at Honda Center to cheer your Ducks every home game next season as a 2025-26 Orange Alliance season ticket member. Get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits. Prove your fandom by joining the flock. Visit anaheimducks.com/orangealliance.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome to your postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. Allie Lozoff with you tonight. Final score in this season finale in Winnipeg, the Jets win in overtime 2-1 as we welcome in Emerson Edom now from Canada Life Center in the Peg. Emmer, what a way to end it, right?
Yeah, look, it's not how we all wanted this game to finish up, but you know what? They battled, right? They came back. They tied it up. Troy Terry, you saw from him, but other guys as well, just trying to collect that puck and make something happen with it. And for them to, you know, push through, tie it up, and at least give themselves an opportunity with extra time to come out with the victory. Look, it didn't happen, but that's something you got to tip your cap to.
Well, let's get to your game summary now for one last time. Scoreless until about 6 minutes to go in the second. Anaheim's netminder turning away 27 shots to that point, but a screen in front of Husso would lead to Neil Pionk's 10th of the season, opening the scoring for the Jets.
Now they do get a goal on a face-off win, which was very instrumental in getting the puck back to Neil Pionk, who unloaded a one-time blast, and it beats Husso cleanly, and the Jets have a 1-0 lead.
And Emmer, what a performance by Husso tonight. Just a barrage he faced, really. 34 shots on goal through the first two periods. He would end the night with 42 saves if the score sheet stays as it is.
Yeah, and you know what, Ali? Look, this is someone that we really pumped up there in the pregame show, right? I had a lot of confidence in his ability heading into tonight's game. He showed well there in his first start for the Ducks in Utah. Look, so many pucks thrown at him in that game. He fared well, even though he didn't get to the victory. And how about that last game where really it was him and his doing that kept his team in the game, and that come-from-behind win against the Calgary Flames? That was something special. And he matched that performance here tonight. I mean, he really gave his skaters in front of him a chance to come out the win. So you really feel sorry for Lukáš Dostal, right, in last night's game. And now you feel sorry for Ville Husso. Both netminders in back-to-back games playing stellar.
Well, in the third, the Ducks fought back to tie this one. Troy Terry would tap in his 21st of the season. Frank Vetrano and Ian Moore with the assists.
Have to get a look at a replay, but I'm guessing that's where it is. They have a towel in his mouth area and attending to him. And that one might send him to the dressing room, I'm thinking. There's a shot and a goal for Anaheim. And Strome is leaving, going to the locker room with a couple of towels on his chin, leaned over. And I hope he's all right. The Ducks have tied up the hockey game at one apiece on a rebound shot and goal by Troy Terry.
Of course, Strome would come back, Emmer. And how about Ian Moore getting his first NHL point.
He's looked great. I even said it in tonight's broadcast that even if he does make a mistake, and his mistakes are so minimal, and actually I think it's the first time here in tonight's game where I saw an error, and that was just a turnover. It happens to others a whole lot more within three games, so he has been phenomenal. But yeah, he was circling behind Ville Husso there. It was somewhat of an errant pass, and the Winnipeg Jets shot it on Ville Husso right away, but he picked that puck up. He extended out into the neutral zone, kicked it out, middle drived, and followed up with a stellar offensive play. So, look, he really, I admire his game because he jumps up in the rush. Whether he has the puck and starting the rush out, or he's just going and as a supporting piece, he gets up in the rush. He uses his partner as an anchor. And look, he's been doing a ton of good stuff through his stint. And how about that? His first National Hockey League point with that assist. A lot of confidence up there at that offensive zone blue line. He takes a step in, gets the shot through. Good job by Frank Vatrano, right in Hellebuck's eyes. And I mean, that puck with a gift-wrapped bow around it that pops out right on the stick of Troy Terry. He makes no mistake on the finish.
Well, this one would go to overtime, and what an ending. Mark Scheifele would get the eventual game winner. Mason McTavish would break his stick out of frustration, and the Anaheim Ducks would end the season with 80 points, a 21-point improvement, Emmer, from last season.
Look, say what you want, but that's a big-time jump, right? That is a huge jump in points. And that right there says that big things to come, right? You don't have to get in a whole lot more. Look, on a surface level, what were the gains being made here this season? A ton of great individual jumps and individual plays throughout the lineup. Look, it might have started out a little bit slow with Leo Carlson, but we all know what he did post Four Nations tournament. He was spectacular. Cutter Gauthier, same thing. Out of the gate, kind of feeling his game out. Well, he finished really strong, hitting that 20-goal plateau. Look, the list goes on and on about guys. Sam Colangelo, we talked about on the pregame show. How about his jump in play since getting recalled from the American Hockey League? So a lot of big steps. Jax Lacombe was one of your most improved players there, Ali, that we heard earlier. So, look, there was so many guys that made huge gains within their individual games. So from collectively, team standpoint, and individually, I think a lot of big positives, and we sure look forward to that.
Well, so in that vein, Emmer, as we look ahead to the future for the Anaheim Ducks, how optimistic are you for next season?
Well, look, we were talking wild card, one of those wild card spots for this window of time here, this last stretch, right? So I got a hunch that we're going to be in playoff position right around Christmas time. You know, hopefully it all really starts at the opening gate of the season, right? You don't want to start off slow and now you're chasing these other teams in front of you. That's pretty much what happened this year. Played quality hockey down the stretch, but let's see if this Ducks team can collect more wins early on. I mean, look at the Minnesota Wild. A lot of winning early on, and the second half of the season, look, it dissipated a little bit through injuries and so on and so forth. Well, they got Kaprizov back. That did the trick, and they really finished off strong. But you need that padding, right? If you go down a few guys around Christmas time, you need to build up those wins early on to help protect yourself down the stretch.
Well, Emmer, we've got a fan question on the text line for you before you go, if you don't mind.
No worries.
You ready?
Let's hear it. Yep.
Ned from Costa Mesa says, Emerson, are you going to surf on your trip to the islands? I've got soft top surfboards you can use if you need to brush up on your bottom turn. He says, have a great summer and thank you.
How about that? Well, I appreciate the offer. Look, yes, I'm going to be in the water. We're actually going to go snorkeling.
Okay.
I'm not going to risk
it. Have you ever surfed?
Look, I have for a stretch of time during some of my earlier days, 4 or 5 years. Hey, I was getting good, but you know what? I don't want to get injured. The last thing I need is to fall off my board, get sliced with one of those sharp fins those things got. I've been sliced before, and so I've learned my lesson. Look, I'm going to leave that for the kids. They'll have fun. So, look, I'll pass the word on to my kids, and hopefully we can use some of those foam boards if you got any smaller ones.
Yeah, we can't have you on IR. We need you. We need you back as soon as next
I gotta be here.
Hits.
I gotta drop
all right.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. And you know what? Thank you for just being a great partner and colleague throughout the season. You're the best.
Allie, why thank you. And no, you're the best. Good luck. I know that baby's growing inside you. And
it's coming
any
day.
Yes, I cannot wait for the big arrival. So all the best to you and yours.
Thank you so much. Safe travels home.
Thank you.
We're going to step aside for our first break now. Don't go far. We will have more season finale post-game show after the break.
The best new cars, Honda, make the best pre-owned cars, Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0.99% APR on 2025 certified pre-owned Honda Civics, CRVs, HRVs, and Passports at your helpful Honda dealers. Plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And every Honda goes through a 182-point inspection. For 0.99% APR on certified pre-owned Hondas, search your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details, financing on credit approval, offer ends 4/30/25.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Burke here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Burke and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The future is now. Be at Honda Center to cheer your Ducks every home game next season as a 2025-26 Orange Alliance season ticket member. Get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits. Prove your fandom by joining the flock. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/Orange Alliance.
We are back with your post-game show on DuckStream powered by TuneIn. Time for your final Allie Lozoff silver lining thought of the season. And it's a personal one tonight, coming from a born and raised Montrealer who grew up loving the game and often being disappointed by her hometown team. Ducks fans, I just want to tell you firsthand that there is so much hope on the horizon and so much to look forward to from this team. I mean it. And you know me, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I say it like it is. And I have been in the trenches with this team for the last 6 seasons. And I promise you, I'm leaving this one with more excitement than any other before. We have seen glimpses of the future throughout the season, individual performances from so many young and talented players who will put in the work this offseason and come back even stronger and more motivated. I know I will, because I need an Anaheim postseason next year. So with that, we will take one last break and we'll be back with your final thoughts on the season.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
Steve's been president before I know exactly
what
he
is. We've got all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con nosotros.
ESPN Radio.
The ball up here, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light station comes in. Every day we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio.
Try to keep up.
Hey, Scott, from the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
Welcome back to the post-game show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. Some final comments now from our DuckStream text line. We've got one anonymous comment that says, next season needs a whole lot more Olin Zellweger and a lot of adjustments all around. We've got Red from Buena Park who says, hi, Allie. Hey, Red. Thank you to you and the broadcast team for another amazing season. You are most welcome. He says, hard-fought loss tonight, but so much promise on the horizon for this Ducks team. Carlson, McTavish, Gauthier, and Lacombe are turning into superstars. The club was much more competitive this season. It'll be interesting what will happen with the lineup with so much youth pushing for spots. Dostal has proven to be a legitimate NHL starter, and Villejuso looked good in limited run. Looking forward to next season, and have a great spring/summer. You too, Red, and thank you for always writing in. And then we've got Hunter, who says the Ducks have been incredible this season, and although they will not be in the playoffs, the team has a lot of young talent who can practice in the offseason, including the veterans, and come back even better than ever next season. Greg Cronin should talk to the players and draw up some plays to figure out what plays would be helpful for the new season. I hope to meet more incredible players and Anaheim Ducks crew next season. Happy birthday, Darlene. Let's go, Ducks. We thank you for taking the time to write in and for your input. Keep supporting your Anaheim Ducks. They've definitely got a bright future ahead. That does it for your final DuckStream post-game show of the season, powered by TuneIn. Could this be my 9th month of pregnancy hormones causing me to well up and get emotional here with this final goodbye? Yes, indeed, but I mean it when I say thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And for Steve Carroll and Emerson Edom, one last time, I'm Ali Lozoff saying goodbye. Have a fantastic summer, and we will see you all again very soon.